The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations. Chapter 19. Lord Vamanadeva Begs Charity from Bali Maharaj. This 19th chapter describes how Lord Vamanadeva asked for 3 paces of land in charity, how Bali Maharaj agreed to his proposal, and how Shukracharya forbade Bali Maharaj to fulfill Lord Vamanadeva's request. When Bali Maharaj, thinking Vamanadeva to be the son of a brahmana, told him to ask for anything he liked, Lord Vamanadeva praised Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha for their heroic activities, and thus, after praising the family in which Bali Maharaj had been born, he begged the king for 3 paces of land. Bali Maharaj agreed to give this land in charity, since this was very insignificant. But Shukracharya, who could understand that Vamanadeva was Vishnu, the friend of the demigods, forbade Bali Maharaj to give this land. Shukracharya advised Bali Maharaj to withdraw his promise. He advised that in subduing others, in joking, in responding to danger, in acting for the welfare of others, and so on, one could refuse to fulfill one's promise and there would be no fault. By this philosophy, Shukracharya tried to dissuade Bali Maharaj from giving land to Lord Vamanadeva. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha Iti Vararchanar Vakyam Dharma Yuktam Sasundritam Nisamya Bhagavan Prita Pratinan Dhyayam Abravit. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Iti thus Varochena of the son of Virochana, Vakyam, the words Dharma Yuktam in terms of religious principles, Sahi Sunitam, very pleasing, Nishamya, hearing, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prita, completely pleased, Pratinadya, congratulating him, Idam, the following words, Abhravit said. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva, heard Bali Maharaj speaking in this pleasing way, he was very satisfied, for Bali Maharaj had spoken in terms of religious principles. Thus the Lord began to praise him. Text 2. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Vachas Tavatijaj Jana Devam Sunritam Kulochitam Dharmayutam Yasaskaram Yasya Pramanam Brighava Sampraye Pitamaha Kulavrida Prasanta. Synonyms. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, the Supreme Personality of God, had said, Vacha, words, Tava, your, etat, this kind of Jana Dev, O King of the people, Sunritam, very true, Kula Uchitam, exactly befitting your dynasty, Dharmayutam, completely in accord with the principles of religion, Yasyakaram, fit for spreading your reputation, Yasya, of whom, Pramanam, the evidence, Brigava, the Brahmanas of the Brigu dynasty, Samparye, in the next world, Pitamaha, your grandfather, Kulavrida, the oldest in the family, Prashanta, very peaceful, Prahlad Maharaj. Translation. The Supreme Personality of God had said, O King, you are indeed exalted because your present advisors are the Brahmanas who are descendants of Bhrigu, and because your instructor for your future life is your grandfather, the peaceful and venerable Prahlad Maharaj. Your statements are very true, and they completely agree with the religious etiquette. They are in keeping with the behavior of your family, and they enhance your reputation. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj is a vivid example of a pure devotee. Someone might argue that since Prahlad Maharaj, even though very old, was attached to his family, and specifically to his grandson, Bali Maharaj, how could he be an ideal example? Therefore, this verse uses the word prashanta. A devotee is always sober. He's never disturbed by any conditions. Even if a devotee remains in grihastha life and does not renounce material possessions, he should still be understood to be prasanta, sober, because of his pure devotion to the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, Kiva vripa kiva nyasi shudrake nanai ye krishna tattva veda se guhrai. Whether one is a brahmana or sannyasi or sudra, regardless of what he is, he can become a spiritual master if he knows the science of Krishna. End quote. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 8.128. Anyone completely aware of the science of Krishna, regardless of his status in life, is a guru. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj is a guru in all circumstances. Here, His Lordship Vamanadeva also teaches sannyasis and brahmacharis that one should not ask more than necessary. He wanted only 3 paces of land, although Bali Maharaj wanted to give him anything he wanted. Text 3. Nahi etasmin kule kaschin nihas nisatva kripanapuman pratyakyata pratikshuta yovedata dvijataye. Synonyms: nah, not he, indeed, etasmin, in this, kule, in the dynasty of, or family, kaschit, anyone, nihas sattva, poor-minded, kripana, miser, puman, any person, pratyakyata, refuses, pratisyuta, after promising to give, yava, either, adatta, not being charitable, dvijataye, unto the brahmanas. Translation: I know that even until now, no one taking birth in your family has been poor-minded or miserly. No one has refused to give charity to brahmanas, nor after promising to give charity has anyone failed to fulfill his promise. Text 4. Na santi tirte yudi charitinartita paran muke yetvanmana srinodnipa yusmat kule yat yasa samalena parada udbati yatudupe ke. Synonyms: na, not shanti, there are tirte, in holy places where charity is given, yudi, in the battlefield, cha, also, artina, by a brahmana or kshatriya, artita, who have been asked, paranmuka, who refused their prayers, te, such persons, too, indeed, amanasvina, such low-minded, low-grade kings, nripa, O king, Bali Maharaj, yusmat kule, in your dynasty, yet therein, yasa amalena, by impeccable reputation, parada, Prahlad Maharaj, ubati, arises, yata, as upada, udupa, the moon, ke, in the sky. Translation: O King Bali, never in your dynasty has the low-minded king been born, upon being requested has refused charity to the brahmanas in holy places or a fight to kshatriyas on a battlefield. And your dynasty is even more glorious due to the presence of Prahlad Maharaj, who is like the beautiful moon in the sky. Purport: the symptoms of a kshatriya are given in Bhagavad Gita. The only one of the qualifications is the willingness to give charity. Dana: a kshatriya does not refuse to give charity when requested by a brahmana, nor can he refuse to fight another kshatriya. A king who does refuse is called low-minded. In the dynasty of Bali Maharaj, there were no such low-minded kings. Text 5. Yato jato hiranyakshas charan ekai mam mahim prativiram digvijay navindata gadayada. Synonyms: yaya, your yata, in which dynasty Jata was born, Hiranyaksha, the king named Hiranyaksha, Charan, wandering, Eka, alone, Imam, this, Imahim, or surface of the globe, Prativiram, a rival hero, Dikvijay, for conquering all directions, Na Anvitata, could not get, Gatayuyuda, bearing his own club. Translation: it was in your dynasty that Hiranyaksha was born. Carrying only his own club, he wandered the globe alone, without assistance to conquer all directions, and no hero he met could rival him. Text 6. Yam vinir jitya krichena vishnu kshom dara agatam atmanam jaina mene tadviryam buri anusmaran. Synonyms: yam, whom, vinir jitya, after conquering Krichena with great difficulty, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu in his incarnation as a boar, Chuma Aradre, at the time when earth was delivered, Agatam, appeared before him, Atmanam, personally, himself, Jayanam, the victorious, Mene, considered, Tat Viryam, the prowess of Hiranyaksha, Buri, constantly, or more and more, Anusmaran, thinking about. Translation: when delivering the earth from the Garbhadak sea, Lord Vishnu, in his incarnation as a boar, killed Hiranyaksha, who had appeared before him. The fight was severe, and the Lord killed Hiranyaksha with great difficulty. Later, as the Lord thought about the uncommon pastime prowess of Hiranyaksha, he felt himself victorious indeed. Text 7. Nisamya tadvadam brata Hiranyakshi kashipu pura antam bratri hanam krudo Jagama Nilayam Hare. Synonyms: Nisamya, after hearing Tatvidam, the killing of Hiranyaksha, Brata, the brother, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu Pura, formerly, Hantum, just to kill, Bratri Hanam, the killer of his brother, Kruda, very angry, Jagama, went, Nilayam, to the residence Hare of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, when Hiranyakashipu heard the news of his brothers being killed, and grew with great anger, he went to the residence of Vishnu, the killer of his brother, wanting to kill Lord Vishnu. Text 8. Tam ayantam samalokya shulapanim kritantavat chittayam asakalagno vishnur maya vinam bara. Synonyms. Tam, him, Hiranyakashipu, ayantam, coming forward, samalokya, observing minutely, sulapanim, with a trident in his hand, kritantavat, just like death personified, chintayam asa, thought, kalagya, who knows the progress of time, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, maya, vinam, of all kinds of mystics, vara, the chief. Translation, seeing Hiranyakashipu coming forward, bearing a trident in his hand like personified death, Lord Vishnu, the best of all mystics and the knower of the progress of time, thought as follows. Yato yato ham tatraso mrityu prana britamiva ato ham asya hridayam praveksyami paragrisa. Synonyms. Yata yata, wheresoever, aham, I, tatra, there indeed, aso, this Hiranyakashipu, mrityu, death, prana, britam, of all living entities, eva, just like, ata, therefore, aham, I, asya, of him, hridayam, within the core of the heart, praveksyami, shall enter prakdrisha, of a person who has only external vision. Translation, wheresoever I go, Hiranyakashipu will follow me, as death follows all living entities. Therefore, it is better for me to enter the core of his heart, for then, because of his power to see only externally, he will not see me. Text 10. Evam sanischitya rupo shariram adhavato nirvivish se surendra svasalin lantarhita sukshma dehas yat prana randrena vivegna cheta. Synonyms. Evam, in this way, saw he, Lord Vishnu, nischitya, deciding, repo, of the enemy, shariram, the body, advahata, who was running after him with great force, nivivise, entered Asura Indra, the king of demons, Prahlad Bali, or Mars Bali, shvasa nila, although through the breathing, antarita, invisible, shukshmadeha, in his finer body, tat prana radrena, through the whole of the nostril, Vigna Cheta, being very anxious. Translation. Lord Vamanadeva continued, O king of the demons, after Lord Vishnu made this decision, he entered the body of his enemy, Hiranyakashipu, who was running after him with great force. In a subtle body inconceivable to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Vishnu, who was in great anxiety, entered Hiranyakashipu's nostril along with his breath. Purport. The Supreme Personality of God, it is already in the core of everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Rishur Janaticity, Bhagavad Gita 18:61. Logically, therefore, it was not at all difficult for Lord Vishnu to enter Hiranyakashipu's body. The word Vivigna Cheta, quote, very anxious, end quote, is significant. It is not that Lord Vishnu was afraid of Hiranyakashipu, rather because of compassion, Lord Vishnu was in anxiety about how to act for his welfare. Text 11. Satan niketam parimrisha sunyam apashyamana kupito nandana nadata kshamam diyam dishakam vivaram samudram vishnum vichinvan nadadarsha vira. Synonyms. Sa, that Hiranyakashipu, tat niketam, the residence of Lord Vishnu, parimshya, searching, sunyam, vacant, apasyamana, not seeing Lord Vishnu, kupita, became, being very angry, nananda, cried very loudly, kshamam, on the surface of the earth, dyam, in outer space, disha, in all directions, kam, in the sky, vivaran, in all the caves, samudran, all the oceans, Vishnum, Lord Vishnu, Bichinvan, searching for na, not Dadarsha, did see Vira, although he was very powerful. Translation, upon seeing that the residence of Lord Vishnu was vacant, Hiranyakashipu began searching for Lord Vishnu everywhere. Angry at not seeing him, Hiranyakashipu screamed loudly and searched the entire universe, including the surface of the earth, the higher planetary systems, all directions, and all caves and mountains. But Hiranyakashipu, the greatest hero, did not see Vishnu anywhere. Text 12. Apasyan iti hova cha manyan vistam ididam jagat. Bratri ha me gato nunam yato navartate pumam. Synonyms. Apasyan, not seeing him, iti, in this way. Ha uvacha, uttered, maya, by me. Anvistam, has been sought, idam, the whole Jagat universe. Bratriha, Lord Vishnu, who killed my brother. Me, my. Gata, must have gone, nunam, indeed. Yata, from where, na, not. Avartate, comes back, pumana, person. Translation. Unable to see him, Hiranyakashipu said, I have searched the entire universe, but could not find Vishnu, who has killed my brother. Therefore, he must certainly have gone to that place from which no one returns. In other words, he must now be dead. End quote. Purport. Atheists generally follow the Bodha philosophy conclusion that at death, everything is finished. Hiranyakashipu, being an atheist, thought this way. Because Lord Vishnu was not visible to him, he thought that the Lord was dead. Even today, many people follow the philosophy that God is dead. But God is never dead. Even the living entity who is part of God never dies. Najayate mrite vakarachit. Quote, for the soul, there is never birth or death. End quote. This is the statement of Bhagavad Gita 2:20. Even the ordinary living entity never takes birth or dies. What, then, is to be said of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the chief of all living entities? He certainly never takes birth or dies. Ajo pisan avyayatma, Bhagavad Gita 4:6. Both the Lord and the living entity exist eternally. Entity exist as unborn and inexhaustible personalities. Thus, Hiranyakashipu's conclusion that Vishnu was dead was wrong. As indicated by the words yato navartate puman, there is certainly a spiritual kingdom, and if the living entity goes there, he never returns to this material world. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4:9. Tukteham pranarjan manaiti mamiti sardana. Materially speaking, every living entity dies. Death is inevitable. But those who are karmis, jnanis, and yogis return to this material world after death, whereas bhaktas do not. Of course, if a bhakta is not completely perfect, he takes birth in the material world again, but in a very exalted position, either in a rich family or in a family of the purest brahmanas. Shuchinam Shrimitangehe, just to finish his development in spiritual consciousness. Those who have completed the course of Krishna consciousness and are free from material desire return to the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nagatva nyanivartante taddhamma paramamma. Here, the same fact is stated. Yato navartate puman. Any person who goes back home, back to Godhead, does not return to this material world. Text 13. Vairanu banda etavan amritor evadehina ihadevinam. Agyana prabhavo manur e aham mano prambritita. Synonyms. Vairanu banda enmity etavan, so great. Amritio, up to the point of death, eha, in this dehinam of persons too involved in the bodily concept of life, agyana prabhava, because of the great influence of ignorance, manu, anger, ahammana, by egotism, upabrimita, expanded. Translation. Hiranyakashipu's anger against Lord Vishnu persisted until his death. Other people in the bodily concept of life maintain anger only because of false ego and the great influence of ignorance. Purport. Generally speaking, even though the conditioned soul is angry, his anger is not perpetual, but temporary. It is due to the influence of ignorance. Hiranyakashipu, however, maintained his enmity and his anger against Lord Vishnu until the point of death. He never forgot his vengeful attitude toward Lord Vishnu for having killed his brother, Hiranyaksha. Others in the bodily concept of life are very angry at their enemies, but not at Lord Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu, however, was everlastingly angry. He was angry not only because of false prestige, but also because of continuous enmity toward Vishnu. Text 14. Pita parada putaste tadvidan arvidvan dvijavatsala swam ayur dvijad leg ke bio deva bio dat satyachita. Synonyms. Pita, father, parada putra, the son of Prahlad Maharaj. Te, your Tat Vidvan, although it was known to him, Dvijavatsala, still because of his affinity for Brahmanas, Swam, his own Ayu duration of life, Dvija Lingebhya, who were dressed like Brahmanas, Devabhya, unto the demigods, Adat, delivered Sahi Yachita, being so requested. Translation. Your father, Virochana, the son of Prahlad, Maharaj Prahlad, was very affectionate toward Brahmanas, although he knew very well that it was the demigods who had come to him in the dress of Brahmanas. At their request, he delivered to them the duration of his life. Purport. Maharaj Virochana's Bali's father, was so pleased with the Brahmana community that even though he knew that those approaching him for charity were the demigods in the dress of Brahmanas, he nonetheless agreed to give it. Text 15. Bhavan Archaritan Dharman Astito Garmane DB Brahmanai Purvajai Sarar Anyais Chodama Kirtibi. Synonyms. Bhavan, your good self, Archiritan, executed Dharma on religious principles, Astita, being situated, Garmedvi, by persons in household life, Brahmanai, by the Brahmanas, Purvajai, by your forefathers, Tsurai, by great heroes, Anyaicha, and others also, Udama Kritibi, very highly elevated and famous. Translation. You also observe the principles followed by great personalities who are household or Brahmanas, by your forefathers and by great heroes who are extremely famous for their exalted activities. Text 16. Tasmat Vato Mahim Isad Vrine Ham Varadarsibat Padani Trini Detyendra Samitani Padamama. Synonyms. Tasmat, from such a person, Tattva, from your majesty, Mahim, land, Isat, very little, Vine, I am asking for, Aham, I, Virada Rishabhat, from the personality who can give charity munificently, Padante, footsteps, Trini, three, Daita Indra, O king of the Daitas, Samitani, to the measurement of Pada, by a foot, Mama, my. Translation. O king of the Daitas, from your majesty who come from such a noble family and who are able to give charity munificently, I ask only 3 paces of land to the measurement of my steps. Purport. Lord Vamanadeva wanted 3 paces of land according to the measurement of his footsteps. He did not want more than necessary. Although he pretended to be an ordinary human child, he actually wanted the land comprising the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. This was just to show the prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 17. Nanyat te kamaye rajan vadanyaj jagat ishvarat naina prapnoti vai vidvan yuvad arta pratigraha. Synonyms. Not anyat, anything else, te, from you, kamaye, I beg, Rajan, O king, but anyat, who are so munificent, jagat ishvarat, who are the king of the entire universe, not in a distress, prapnoti, gets, vai, indeed, vidvam, one who is learned, yavat arta, as much as one needs, pratigraha, taking charity from others. Translation. O king, control of the entire universe, although you are very munificent and are able to give me as much land as I want, I do not want anything from you that is unnecessary. If a learned Brahmana takes charity from others only according to his needs, he does not become entangled in sinful activities. Purport. A Brahmana or sannyasi is qualified to ask charity from others, but if he takes more than necessary, he is punishable. No one can use more of the Supreme Lord's property than necessary. Lord Vamanadeva indirectly indicated to Bali Maharaj that he was occupying more land than he needed. In the material world, all distresses are due to extravagance. One acquires money extravagantly and also spends it extravagantly. Such activities are sinful. All property belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all living beings who are sons of the Supreme Lord have a right to use the Supreme Father's property, but one cannot take more than necessary. This principle should especially be followed by Brahmanas and Sannyasis who live at the cost of others. Thus, Vamanadeva was an ideal beggar, for he asked only 3 paces of land. Of course, there is a difference between his footsteps and those of an ordinary human being. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his inconceivable powers, can occupy the entire universe, including the upper, lower, and middle planetary systems, by the unlimited measurement of his footsteps. Text 18, Sri Balira Vacha, Aho Brahmana Dhyayada, Vachas Te Vridasamata, Tvambalo Balisamati, Shratam Pratya Buddha Yata. Synonyms, Sri Balira Vacha, Bali Maharaj said, Aho, alas, Brahmana Dhyayada, O son of a Brahmana, Vacha, these the words, Te, of you, Vridasamata, are certainly acceptable to learned and elderly persons, Tvam, you, Bala, a boy, Balisamati, without sufficient knowledge, Svartam, self-interest, prati toward a Buddha, not knowing sufficiently, yata, as it should have been. Translation. Bali Maharaj said, O son of a Brahmana, your instructions are as good as those of learned and elderly persons. Nonetheless, you're a boy, and your intelligence is insufficient. Thus, you're not very prudent in regard to your self-interest. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being full in himself, actually has nothing to want for his self-interest. Lord Vamanadeva, therefore, had not gone to Bali Maharaj for his own self-interest. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhuktaramya Bhaktapasam Sarvalokmeshram, the Lord is the proprietor of all planets in both the material and spiritual worlds. Why should he be in want of land? Bali Maharaj rightly said that Lord Vamanadeva was not at all prudent. In his regards to his own personal interests, Lord Vamanadeva had approached Bali not for his own personal welfare, but for the welfare of his devotees. Devotees sacrifice all personal interests to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and similarly the Supreme Lord, although having no personal interests, can do anything for the interests of his devotees. One who is full in himself has no personal interests. Text 19. Mam vachobi samar radya lokanam eva isram. Pada trayam viniteyo buddhiman dvipadoshamasam. Synonyms. Mam, me, vachobi, by sweet words, samaradya, after sufficiently pleasing, lokayanam, of all the planets in this universe, ekam, the one and only, ishram, the master controller, pada trayam, the 3 feet, the vinite, is asking for, ya, he who, a buddhiman, not very intelligent, dvipadasunam, dasusam, because I can give you an entire island. Translation. I am able to give you an entire island because I am the proprietor of the 3 divisions of the universe. You have come to take something from me and have pleased me by your sweet words, but you are only asking for 3 paces of land. Therefore, you are not very intelligent. Purport. According to Vedic understanding, the entire universe is regarded as an ocean of space. In that ocean, there are innumerable planets, and each planet is called a dvipa, or island. When approached by Lord Vamanadeva, Bali Maharaj was actually in possession of all the dvipas, or islands, in space. Bali Maharaj was very pleased to see the features of Vamanadeva and was ready to give him as much land as he could ask, but because Lord Vamanadeva asked only 3 paces of land, Bali Maharaj considered him not very intelligent. Text 20. Napuman mam apavraja buyo yachitamarate tasmad vikiditi karim bumin jato vato kamam prachitime. Synonyms. Na, not pumam, any person, mam, unto me, upavraja, after approaching buya again, yachitam, to beg, arati, deserves, tasmat, therefore, vritikarim, suitable to maintain yourself, bumim, such land, vato, O small brahmachari, kamam, according to the necessities of life, prachita, take me, from me. Translation. O small boy, one who approaches me to beg something should not have to ask anything more anywhere. Therefore, if you wish, you may take from me as much land as will suffice to maintain you according to your needs. Text 21. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Yavanto Vishaya Prestas Trilokam Ajitendriyam Nasanuvantis Te Sarve Prapitpura Yitam Nripa. Synonyms. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Supreme Personality of God, had said, Yavanta, as far as possible, Vishaya, the objects of sense enjoyment, Presta, pleasing to everyone, Trilokam, within these 3 worlds, Ajita Indriyam, a person who is not self-controlled, sa or na saknuvanti, are able to, although sarve are taken together, pratipurayitam, to satisfy nripa, O king. Translation, the personality of God had said, my dear king, even the entirety of whatever there may be within the three worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled. Purport, the material world is an illusory energy to deviate the living entities from the path of self-realization. Anyone who is in this material world is extremely anxious to get more and more things for sense gratification. Actually, however, the purpose of life is not sense gratification, but self-realization. Therefore, those who are too addicted to sense gratification are advised to practice the mystic yoga system, or Stanga yoga system, consisting of niyama niyama, asana pranayama pratyahara, and so on. In this way, one can control the senses. The purpose of controlling the senses is to stop one's implication in the cycle of birth and death. As stated by Rishabhdev, Nunam pramata krute vikarma, yat indriya pritya naprinoti, nasara manye yata atmanuyam, asana piklesada asadeha. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he's already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. End quote. Srimad Bhagavatam 554. Thus, according to Rishabhdev, the human beings in this material world are just like madmen, engaged in activities which they should not perform, but which they do perform only for sense gratification. Such activities are not good, because in this way one creates another body for his next life as punishment for his nefarious activities. And as soon as he gets another material body, he is put into repeated suffering in material existence. Therefore, the Vedic culture, or Brahminical culture, teaches one how to be satisfied with possessing the minimum necessities in life. To teach this highest culture, Varnashram Dharma is recommended. The name of Varnashram divisions, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vrnaprastha, and Sannyas, is to train one to control the senses and to be content with the bare necessities. Here, Lord Vamanadeva, as an ideal Brahmachari, refuses all Bali Maharaj's offers to give him anything he wants. He says that without contentment, one could not be happy even if he possessed the property of the entire world or the entire universe. In human society, therefore, the Brahminical culture, Kshatriya culture, and Vaishya culture must be maintained, and people must be taught how to be satisfied with only what they need. In modern civilization, there is no such education. Everyone tries to possess more and more, and everyone is dissatisfied and unhappy. Krishna consciousness movement is therefore establishing various farms, especially in America, to show how to be happy and content with minimum necessities of life and to save time for self-realization, which one can very easily achieve by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text 22. Tribir Kshamayar Asantusto Dvipanapi Napurite Nava Varsha Samat Sametena, Saptadvipa Virechaya, synonyms. Tribi, three, Kramai, by steps. Asantusta, one who is dissatisfied, Dvipena, by a complete island. Api, although na puriyate, cannot be satisfied, Navavarsha Sametena, by possessing nine varshas, Saptadvipa Virechaya, by the desire to take possession of seven islands. Translation, if I were not satisfied with three paces of land, then surely I would not be satisfied with possessing one of the seven islands, consisting of nine varshas. Even if I possessed one island, I would hope to get others. Text 23. Sapta dvipa dipatayo nipa vanya gayadeya artai kamar gata nantam trishnaya iti na shrutam. Synonyms, Saptadvipa Adipataya, those who are proprietors of the seven islands, Nripa, such kings, Vainyagaya Adhaya, Pritumaraj, Marjgaya, and others, Artai, for fulfillment of ambition, Kamai, for satisfaction, satisfying one's desires, Gatana, could not reach, Antam, the end, Trishnaya, of their ambitions, E.T. thus, Na, by us, Trutam, has been heard. Translation, we have heard that although powerful kings like Maharaj Prithu and Maharaj Gaya achieved proprietorship of over the seven dvipas, they could not achieve satisfaction or find the end of their ambitions. Text 24. Achiyayo prapanena santusto varate sukham asantustas tribir lokar agitat mo pasaditai. Synonyms. Yet Sri Yadrichaya, as offered by the Supreme Authority according to one's karma, upapanena, by whatever is obtained, santushta, one should be satisfied, vartate, there is sukham, happiness, na, not, asantusa, one who is dissatisfied, tribe lokai, even by possessing the three worlds, ajitatma, of one who cannot control his senses, upasaditai, even though obtained. Translation. One should be satisfied with whatever he achieves by his previous destiny, for discontent can never bring happiness. A person who is not self-controlled will not be happy even with possessing the three worlds. Purport. If happiness is the ultimate goal of life, one must be satisfied with the position in which he is placed by providence. This instruction is also given by Prahlad Maharaj. Sukham indriyakam daitya. Deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhite daivad yatadukam ayanata ayatnanata. Quote, my dear friends, born of demonic families, the happiness perceived with reference to the sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life. According to one's past fruitive activities, such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress, end quote. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.6.3. This philosophy is perfect in regard to obtaining happiness. Real happiness is described in Bhagavad Gita 6.21. Sukham atyantikam yattad buddhigrayam atindriyam vityatra nachayvayam stitas chalati tatvata. Quote, in a spiritually joyous state, one is situated in boundless transcendental happiness and enjoys himself through transcendental senses. Established thus, one never departs from the truth. End quote. One has to perceive happiness by the super senses. The super senses are not the senses of the material elements. Every one of us is a spiritual being, aham brahmasmi, and every one of us is an individual person. Our senses are now covered by material elements, and because of ignorance, we consider the material senses that cover us to be our real senses. The real senses, however, are within the material covering. Dehinosmi nita dehe, within the covering of the material elements, are the spiritual senses. Sarvapati vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. When the spiritual senses are uncovered, by these senses we can be happy. Satisfaction of the spiritual senses is thus described. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhukta Ruchate. When the senses are engaged in devotional service to Rishikesh, then the senses are completely satisfied. Without this superior knowledge of sense gratification, one may try to satisfy his material senses, but happiness will never be possible. One may increase his ambition for sense gratification and even achieve what he desires for the gratification of his senses, but because this is on the material platform, he will never achieve satisfaction and contentment. According to Brahminical culture, one should be content with whatever he obtains without special endeavor and should cultivate spiritual consciousness. Then he'll be happy. The purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to spread this understanding. People who do not have scientific spiritual knowledge mistakenly think that the members of the Krishna consciousness movement are escapists trying to avoid material activities. In fact, however, we're engaged in real activities for obtaining the ultimate happiness in life. If one is not trained to satisfy the spiritual senses and continues in material sense gratification, he will never obtain happiness that is eternal and blissful. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.1 therefore recommends, Tapo divyam putakatyena sattvam sudiyad yasmat brahma sokyam tvanantam. One must practice austerity so that his existential position will be purified and he will achieve the unlimited spiritual blissful life. Text 25. Pumsam yam samshiter haitur asanto sho nrita kamaya yadachya yo papanena santosho mukeye smrita. Synonyms. Pumsa, of the living entity, I am this. Samshite, of the continuance of material existence. Hetu, the cause. Asantosho, dissatisfaction with his destined achievement. Arta kamayo, for the sake of lusty desires or getting more and more money. Yaricheya, with the gift of destiny, Upananena, Upapanena, which has been achieved, Santosha, satisfaction, Muktaya, for liberation, Smriti, is considered fit. Translation. Material existence causes discontent in regard to fulfilling one's lusty desires and achieving more and more money. This is the cause for the continuation of material life, which is full of repeated birth and death. But one who is satisfied with that which is obtained by destiny is fit for liberation from this material existence. Text 26. Yadricha laba tustaya tejo viprasivardate tat prasad prasam yati asantosad ambaseva susukshanai. Synonyms. Yadricha laba tustaya. One who is satisfied by things obtained by the grace of the Lord, Teja, the brilliant effulgence, Viprasya of a Brahmana, Vardate, increases, taught that effulgence, Pramasyati, is diminished, Asantosat, because of dissatisfaction, Ambhasa, by pouring of water, Eva, as Asusukshanai, a fire. Translation. A Brahmana who is satisfied with whatever is providentially obtained is increasing enlightened in spiritual power, but the spiritual potency of a dissatisfied Brahmana decreases as fire diminishes in potency when water is sprinkled upon it. Text 27. Tasmat trini padanie va vrinitvad varadarshabat. Eta vataiva vitsidho ham vitanyavat prayojana. Synonyms. Tasmat, because of being satisfied with by things easily obtained, trini, three, padani, steps, eva, indeed, vrini, I ask, tvat, from your good self, varada rishabat, who are a munificent benedictor, eta vataeka, eva, merely by such an endowment, ada aham, siddha aham, I shall feel full satisfaction, vitam, achievement, yavat, as far as prayojanam is needed. Translation. Therefore, O King, from you, the best of those who give charity, I ask only three places at paces of land. By such a gift I shall be very pleased, for that way of happiness is to be fully satisfied to receive what is that which is absolutely needed. Text 28. Sri Shuka Vacha. Iti ukta sahasamyaha vanshanta pratigriyatam vamanaya mahim datum jagraha jalabhajanam. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, iti ukta, thus being addressed, sa, he, Mali Maharaj, Hasan, smiling, aha, said, vachanta, as you have desired, pratigriyatam, now take from me, vamanaya, unto Lord Vamana, mahim, land, datum, to give, jagraha, took, jalabhajanam, the water pot. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead had thus spoken to Bali Maharaj, Bali smiled and told him, quote, all right, take whatever you like, end quote. To confirm this promise to give Vamanadeva the desired land, he then took up his water pot. Text 29. Vishnave ksham pradasyantam uksana asurevrashvaram janam chikirsitam vishno sishyam prahavidam vara. Synonyms. Vishnave, unto Lord Vishnu, Vamanadev, shamam, the land, pradasyantam, who was ready to deliver, usana, shukracharya, asura ishram, unto the king of the demons, Bali Maharaj, janam, knowing well, chikirsitam, what was the plan, Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, Sisham, unto his disciple Praha, said, Vidambra, O best of the knowers of everything. Translation. Understanding Lord Vishnu's promise, Shukracharya, best of learned, immediately spoke as follows to his disciple, who was about to offer everything to Lord Vishnu Vamanadeva. Text 30. Sri Shukra Vacha, Esha Vairan Chane Sakshad Bhagavan Vishnur Ayvaya, Kasyapad Iditer Jato Devanam Karya Sadaka. Synonyms. Sri Shukra Vacha, Shukracharya said, Esha, this boy, in the form of a dwarf, Virochane, O son of Virochana, Sakshat directly, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Avyaya, without deterioration, Kashyapat, from his father Kashyapa, Adete, in the womb of his mother, Aditi, Jata was born, Devanam, of the demigods, Karya Sadaka, working in the interest. Translation. Shukracharya said, O son of Virochana, this brahmachari in the form of a dwarf is directly this imperishable Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Accepting Kashyapa Muni as his father and Aditi as his mother, he has now appeared in order to fulfill the interests of the demigods. Text 31. Pratishrutam tvayaitasmai yad anartam ajanata nasadumanye daityanam mahan upagatonya. Synonyms. Pratishrutam, promised tvaya by you, etasmai unto him, yet anartam, which is repugnant, ajanata by you who have no knowledge, na, not, sadhu, very good, mani, I think, daitanam, of the demons, nahan, great, upagata, has been achieved, anaya, inauspiciousness. Translation. You do not know what a dangerous position you have accepted in by promising to give him land. I do not think that this promise is good for you. It will bring great harm to the demons. Text 32. Esha tistanam aishwaryam shriyam atejo yashashrutam dasyati achitya shakraya maya manashvako hari. Synonyms. Esha, this person falsely appearing as a brahmachari te of you, stanam, in the possession, the land in possession, aishwaram, the riches, shriyam, the material beauty, teja, the material power, yasha, the reputation, shrutam, the education, dasyati, will give, ichachidya, taking from you, shakraya, unto your enemy, Lord Indra, maya, falsely appearing, manavaka, a brahmachari son of a living being, hari, is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, hari. Translation. This person, falsely appearing as a brahmachari, is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who has come in this form to take away all your land, wealth, beauty, power, fame, and education. After taking everything from you, he will deliver it to Indra, your enemy. Purport. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains in this regard that the very word Hari means, quote, one who takes away, end quote. If one connects himself with Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord takes away all his miseries, and in the beginning, the Lord also superficially appears to take away all his material possessions, reputation, education, and beauty. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.88.8, Yasyaham anugrinami harishetadam shanai. The Lord said to Maharaj Yudhisthira, quote, the first installment of my mercy toward a devotee is that I take away all his possessions, especially his material opulence, his money, end quote. This is a special favor of the Lord toward a sincere devotee. If a sincere devotee wants Krishna above everything, but at the same time is attached to material possessions, which hinder his advancement in Krishna consciousness, by tactics, the Lord takes away all his possessions. Here, Shukracharya says that this dwarf brahmacharya would take away everything. Thus, he indicates that the Lord will take away all one's material possessions and also one's mind. If one delivers his mind to the lotus feet of Krishna, Savai Mana Krishna Padada Vindeya, one can naturally sacrifice everything to satisfy him. Although Bali Maharaj was a devotee, he was attached to material possessions, and therefore the Lord, being very kind to him, showed him special favor by appearing as Lord Vamana to take away all his material possessions and his mind as well. Text 33. To be karmair ima lokan vishvakarya karmisyate sarvashvam vishnave datva muda vartisyase katam. Synonyms. Tribi, three, karmai, by steps, imam, all these lokan, three planetary systems, vishvakaya, becoming the universal form, karmisyate, gradually he will expand, sarvashvam, everything, Vishnave, unto Lord Vishnu, Dattva, after giving charity, Muda, O you rascal, Otisyase, you will execute your means of livelihood, Katam, how? Translation. You have promised to give him three steps of land and charity, but when you give it, he will occupy the three worlds. You are a rascal. You do not know what a great mistake you have made. After giving everything to Lord Vishnu, you will have no means of livelihood. How then shall you live? Purport. Bali Maharajite might argue that he'd promised only 3 steps of land, but Shukracharya, being a very learned Brahmana, could immediately understand this was the plan of Hari, who'd falsely appeared there as a Brahmachari. The words Muda Vatisyashesh Katam reveal that Shukracharya was a Brahmana of the priestly class. Such priestly Brahmanas are mostly interested in receiving remuneration from their disciples. Therefore, when Shukracharya saw that Bali Maharaj had risked all his possessions, he understood that this would cause havoc not only to the king, but also to the members to this family of Shukracharya, who was dependent on Bali Maharaj's mercy. This is the real difference between a Vaishnava and a Smarta Brahmana. Smarta Brahmana is always interested in material profit, whereas a Vaishnava is interested only in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From the statement of Shukracharya, it appears that he was in all respects a Smarta Brahmana, interested only in political and personal gain. Text 34. Karmato gam padaikena dvitiyena divam vibho. Kam chakayena mahata tirtiyasya kato gati. Synonyms. Kramata, gradually gam, the surface of the land, pada ekana, by 1 step, dvitiyena, by the 2nd step, divam, the whole of outer space, vibho, of the universal form, kam cha, all, sky also, kayena, by the expansion of his transcendental body, mahata, by the universal form, tirtiyasya, as far as the 3rd step is concerned, kuta, whereas gati, to keep his step. Translation. Vamanadeva will first occupy the 3 worlds with 1 step, then he will take his 2nd step and occupy everything in outer space, and then he will expand his universal body to occupy everything. Where will you offer him the 3rd step? Purport. Shukracharya wanted to tell Bali Maharaj how he would be cheated by Lord Vamana. Quote, you have promised 3 steps, end quote. But he said, quote, but with only 2 steps, all your possessions will be finished. How then will you give him a place for his 3rd step? End quote. Shukracharya did not know how the Lord protects his devotees. This devotee must risk everything in his possession for the service of the Lord, but he's always protected and never defeated. By materialistic calculation, Shukracharya thought that Bali Maharaj would under no circumstances be able to keep his promise to the Brahmachari, Lord Brahmadev. Text 35. Nishtam te nakanake manye hi apradatu prastutam prati srutasya yo nisa prati pada yitum bhavan. Synonyms. Nishtam, perpetual residence te of you, narake, in hell, manye, I think, he, indeed, apraduta, datu, of a person who cannot fulfill prati srutam, who has what has been promised, prati srutasya, of the promise one has made, ya anisa, one but who is unable, pratipadayitam, to fulfill properly, bhavan, you are that person. Translation, you will certainly be unable to fulfill your promise, and I think you will, because of this inability, your eternal residence will be in hell. Text 36. Natadanam prasam santi yena vritir vipadyate. Dhanam yagnastapa karma loka vritti mato yata. Synonyms. Na, not tat, that, dhanam, charity, prasam santi, the saintly person's praise, yena, by which vritti, one's livelihood, vipayante, becomes endangered, dhanam, charity, yagna, sacrifice, tapa, charity, karma, activities, loka, in this world, vritti mata, according to one's means of livelihood, yata, as it is so. Translation. Learned scholars do not praise that charity which endangers one's own livelihood. Charity, sacrifice, austerity, and fruitive activities are possible for one who is competent to earn his livelihood properly. They are not possible for one who cannot maintain himself. Text 37. Dharmaya yashase ritaya karmaya svajanaya cha panchada vipajan vitam ihamutra chamodate. Synonyms. Dharmaya, for religion, yasashe, for one's reputation, atarya, for increasing one's opulence, kamaya, for increasing sense gratification, svajanayacha, and for maintaining one's family members, panchada, for these 5 different objectives, vibhojan, the dividing, vitam, is accumulated wealth, iha, in this world, amutra, the next world, cha and modite, he enjoys. Translation. Therefore, one who is in full knowledge should divide his accumulated wealth in five parts, for religion, for reputation, for opulence, for sense gratification, and for the maintenance of his family members. Such a person is happy in this world and in the next. Report. The Shastras enjoin that if one has money, one should divide all that he has accumulated in five divisions. One part for religion, one part for reputation, one part for opulence, one part for sense gratification, and one part to maintain the members of his family. At the present moment, however, because people are bereft of all knowledge, they spend all their money for the satisfaction of their family. Srila Rupa Goswami taught us by his example, by using 50% of his accumulated wealth for Krishna, 25% for his own self, and 25% for the members of his family. One's main purpose should be to advance in Krishna consciousness. This will include art, dharma, artha, and kama. However, because one's family members expect some profit, one should also satisfy them by giving them a portion of one's accumulated wealth. This is a Shastric injunction. Text 38. Atrapi bhavichar gitam shinu me surasatama satyam om itiyat proktam Yaneti arenitam nihinat. Synonyms. Atrapi. In this regard also, in deciding what is truth and what is not truth, bahudrichai, by the Shruti mantras known as Bhavricha Shruti, which are evidence of from the Vedas, Gitam, which has been spoken, Srinu, just hear, may, from me, Asura Satama, O best of the Asuras, Satyam, the truth is, Om Iti, preceded by the word Om, yet, that which Proktam has been spoken, yet by which that which is na presided by the Om Iti, thus aha, it is said anitam, untruth he indeed tat that. Translation. One may argue that since you have already promised, how can you refuse? O best of the demons, just take it from me the evidence of the Bhavrichi Shrutis, which says that a promise is truthful preceded by the word Om and untruthful if not. Text 39. Satyam pushpa phalam vidyad atma vrikshaya giyate vrikshe jivati tan nasyad anritam mulam atmana. Synonyms. Satyam, the factual truth, pushpa phalam, a flower and the fruit, vidyat, one should understand, atma vrikshaya, shasya, of the tree of the body, giyate, as described in the Vedas, vrikshe jivati. If the tree is not giving, tat, that, pushpa phalam, na, not, syat is possible, anritam, untruth, mulam, the root, atmana of the body. Translation. The Vedas enjoin that the factual result of the tree of the body is the good fruits and flowers derived from it. But if the bodily tree does not exist, there is no possibility of factual fruits and flowers. Even if the body is based on untruth, there cannot be factual fruits and flowers without the help of the bodily tree. Purport. This shloka explains that in relation to the material body, even the factual truth cannot exist without a truch of untruth. The Mayavadis say Brahma Satyam Jagan Nitya, the spirit soul is truth, the external energy is untruth, end quote. The Vaishnava philosophers, however, do not agree with the Mayavad philosophy. Even if, for the sake of argument, material world is accepted as untruth, the living entity entangled in the illusory energy cannot come out of it without the help of the body. Without the help of the body, one cannot follow a system of religion, nor can one speculate on philosophical perfection. Therefore, the fruit and flower, pushpa phalam, have to be obtained as a result of the body. Without the help of the body, the fruit cannot be obtained. The Vaishnava philosophy, therefore, recommends yukta vairagya. Is not that all attention should be diverted to the maintenance of the body. At the same time, one's bodily maintenance should not be neglected. As long as the body exists, one can thoroughly study the Vedic instructions, and thus at the end of life, one can achieve perfection. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tajati ante kalevaram. Everything is examined at the time of death. Therefore, although the body is temporary, not eternal, one can take it from the best as one can take from it the best service and make one's life perfect. Text 40. Yad yata vriksha amunula susyati advartate chirat evam nastaranita sadhya atma susyen nasamsaya. synonyms. Tat, therefore, yata, as, vriksha, a tree, anmula, being uprooted, susyati, dries up, udvartate, falls down, achirat, very soon, evam, in this way, nasta, lost, anita, the temporary body, sadhya, immediately, atma, the body, susyat, dries up, na, not, samsyat, without doubt. Translation. When a tree is uprooted and immediately falls down and begins to dry up. Similarly, if one does not take care of the body, which is supposed to be untruth, in other words, if the untruth is uprooted, the body undoubtedly becomes dry. Report. In this regard, Rishi Rupa Goswami says, Prapanchita kataya buddhya harisambandhi vasana vamukshibi pratyago vairangam phal guval katite. One who rejects things without knowledge of their relationship with Krishna is incomplete in his renunciation. End quote. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1266. When the body is engaged in the service of the Lord, one cannot should not consider the body material. Sometimes the spiritual body of the spiritual master is understood, but Srila Rupa Goswami instructs, Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandha vasana. The body is fully engaged in Krishna's service should not be neglected as material. One who does neglect it is false in his renunciation. If the body is not properly maintained, it falls down and dries up like an uprooted tree from which flowers and fruits can no longer be obtained. Therefore, the Vedas enjoin, Iti omiti satyam neti anritam tade tat pushvam phalam vacho tat satyam saheshvaro yav sasvi kalyana katiba vita pushvam hi phalam vacha satyam vadati atayan mulam vacho yad amritam yadyata vriksha anumala susyati sa udvartata evam evanritam vadvan vadan arvirmulam atman nam karoti sa susyati sa udvartate tasmad anritam navalad datyetet feyanena. Atena. The purport is that activities performed with the help of the body for the satisfaction of the Absolute Truth, Om Tat Sat, are never temporary, even although performed by the temporary body. Indeed, such activities are everlasting. Therefore, the body should be properly cared for. Because the body is temporary, not permanent, one cannot expose the body to being devoured by a tiger or killed by an enemy. All precautions should be taken to protect the body. Text 41. Paragritam puranam va aksharam yatad om iti yat kinshid om iti buryat tena richeta pa vai puman vikshabe sarvam om kurvan nalam kamena chatmane. Synonyms. Parak, that which separates, rictam, that which makes one free from attachment, apuram, that which is insufficient, va, in either, askaram, aksharam, the syllable, yat, that, tat, which, omkar, iti, thus stated, yat, which, kinshit, whatever, om, this word, om, iti, thus, bruyat, if you say, tena, by such an utterance, ucheta, becomes free, by, indeed, puman, a person, vikshave, and to a beggar, sarvam, everything, om, kurvan, giving up, clear charity by uttering the word, om, na, not, alam, sufficiently, kamena, for sense gratification, cha, also, atmane, for self-realization. Translation. The utterance of the word om signifies separation from one's monetary assets. In other words, by uttering this word, one becomes free from attachment to money because his money is taken away from him. To be without money is not very satisfactory, for in that position one cannot fulfill one's desires. In other words, by using the word om, one becomes poverty-stricken. Especially when one gives charity to a poor man or beggar, one remains unfulfilled in his self-realization and in sense gratification. Purport. Bali Maharaj wanted to give everything to Vamanadev, who had appeared as a beggar. But Shukracharya, being Bali Maharaj's familial spiritual master in this line of seminal succession, could not appreciate Maharaj Bali's promise. Shukracharya gave Vedic evidence that one should not give everything to a poor man. Rather, when the poor man comes for charity, one should untruthfully say, quote, whatever I have given you, I have no more. It is not that one should give everything to him. Actually, the word om is meant for om tat sat, the absolute truth. Omkar is meant for freedom from all attachment to money, because money should be spent for the purpose of the Supreme. The tendency of modern civilization is to give money and charity to the poor. Such charity has no spiritual value, because we actually see that although there are so many hospitals and other foundations and institutions for the poor, according to the three modes of material nature, the class of poor men is always destined to continue. Even though there are so many charitable institutions, poverty has not been driven from human society. Therefore, it is recommended here, Bhikshaveshvaram Om Kurvan Nalam Karmena Chatmani. One should not give everything to the beggars among the poor. The best solution is that of Krishna consciousness movement. This movement is always kind to the poor, not only because it feeds them, but it also gives them enlightenment by teaching them how to become Krishna conscious. We are therefore opening hundreds and thousands of centers for those who are poor, both in money and in knowledge, to enlighten them in Krishna consciousness and reform their character by teaching them how to avoid illicit sex and intoxication, meat eating and gambling, which are the most sinful activities and which cause people to suffer life after life. The best use of money is to open such a center where all may come and live and reform their character. They may live very comfortably without any denial of bodily necessity, but they live under spiritual control, and thus they live happily and save time for advancement in Krishna consciousness. If one has money, it should not be squandered away on nothing. It should be used to push forward the Krishna consciousness movement so that all of human society will become happy, prosperous, and hopeful of being promoted back home, back to Godhead. The Vedic mantra in this regard reads as follows. Pragva ek tad riktam aksharam yat etad om iti tat yat kinchit om iti atri vaismai tad richyate sayat sarvam om kuryad richyad atmanam te kame bio nalam syat. Synonyms, or text 42. Atai tat param advyatam yat cha nite anritam vacha sarvam neti Anritan Buryat Sadikshiti Swasan Mote. Synonyms. Atta, therefore, I taught that Purnam completely, Abhyatmam, drawing the compassion of others by presenting oneself as always poverty stricken, yet that Cha also not iti thus, Anritam false, Vacha words, Sarvam completely not iti thus, Anritam falsity, Buryat. Should take away such a person, Duskriti, Nymphemus, Shavan, or Shvasan, while breathing or being alive, Marita is dead, or should be killed. Translation. Of course, is to say no. Although it is a falsehood, it protects one completely, it draws the compassion of others towards oneself, and it gives one full facility to collect money from others for oneself. Nonetheless, if one always pleads that he has nothing, he's condemned, for he is a dead body while living, or while still breathing, he should be killed. Report. Beggars always present themselves as possessing nothing, and this may be very good for them, because in this way they are assured of not losing money, and are always drawing the attention and compassion of others for the sake of collection. But this is also condemned. If one purposefully continues this professional begging, he is supposed to be a dead while breathing, or, according to another interpretation, such a man of falsity should be killed while still breathing. The Vedic injunction regard to this as follows. Atai tat puranam abhyantam yan neti sayat sarvam neti buryat prakishya kasya kritijane sayam tataiva hanyat. If one continually poses himself as possessing nothing and collects money by begging, he should be killed. Sayam tataiva hanyat. Text 43. Srishu Narma Vivahe Cha Vrityarte Pranasakit Sankate Gomramat Narte Himsayan Nanritam Chyaj Jukupsitam. Synonyms. Srishu, to encourage a woman and bring her under control. Narma Vivahe, in joking or in a marriage ceremony. Cha, also. Vrityarte, for learning one's livelihood or as in business. Prana sankate, or at the time of danger, Rama gomramani arte, for the sake of cow protection and Brahminical culture, Hima himsayan, for any person who is going to be killed because of enmity, na not, anritam falsity, syat becomes jugus Sitam, abominable translation. In flattering a woman to bring her under control, in joking, in a marriage ceremony, in earning one's livelihood, when one's life is in danger, in protecting cows in Brahminical culture, or in protecting the person from an enemy's hand, falsity is never condemned. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 19th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Lord Vamanadeva begs charity from Bali Maharaj, end quote.